The Dutch writer Jan Willem van de Wettering has written children's books, a biography, and several books on Zen Buddhism, but he's best known for his Amsterdam cop stories. The Sergeant's Cat is his 12th book in this series. Critic John Leonard has a review.
As anyone who cares about crime fiction already knows, de Wettering is the Dutch black humorist who bounced around from continent to continent and even spent a couple of years in a Zen monastery in Japan before he became a cop in Amsterdam and then a novelist and then removed himself to the coast of Maine to consider the void. His Amsterdam novels take a Zen approach to murder. Birds, cats, canals, and dreams are always black and symbolic. Murder, like history, just happens, maybe by accident and maybe by design. Logic can't always explain it. Then one of van de Wettering's detectives, the rotund Gripstra, always paints a picture or beats a drum. Another, the handsome de Geer, always tootles a flute. Their sickly commissaris, a sort of Zen master, talks to his turtle. The turtle won't talk back. They are all thinking about justice and probability theory and random, terrifying chance. Still, somewhere, there is a pattern, and that pattern usually originates in the sexual or historical past, from the demons in Freud's nursery, or from the slave trade, or from the Holocaust. The crime is solved, but we've circled back only to arrive at zero, an emptiness at the heart of the matter, most uncop-like and very Zen, a kind of existential giggle. Instead of a full-bodied novel, alas, The Sergeant's Cat is thin stories, only half of them Amsterdam mysteries, although each might have been a book in itself if de Wettering had tried harder. A cannon shell explodes, killing a woman and a cat, and the clue is Alice in Wonderland. A supermarket embezzlement leads to murder, and the explanation is the number 6, multiplied or divided, like a Star of David. A son kills his father with the help of the Japanese novelist Tanizaki. A heroin case is solved by the color blue. A man guards a mannequin with a machine gun, and a greedy fish-breeding biologist dies in an apartment full of thousands of mussels in a private aquarium washed with, quote, ghastly green light and little bubble tubes and pumps that thump and suck, and the mussels opening and closing, yawning and gaping. This is a de Wettering just promising but unfleshed. As usual, he dances, and so do his detectives, on the edge of bloody pratfall. But as each case closes like a little circle, at a zero sum of the human equations, we want more. More Amsterdam, more giggles, more irony, more commissaris, more turtle. He is forbiddingly stingy. And the stories in the other half of the book are less than stingy. They are minimalist accounts of a bleak state of mind in the sad state of Maine. A man, sometimes the writer, more often an alter ego, equally hermetic, is waiting in his wasteland for the world to hurry up and end. De Wettering's own Zen master once told him in Japan that although everything fits into nothing and is therefore a joke, it is at least a very complicated joke. I just hope this wonderful writer simply hasn't stopped laughing.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday. He reviewed The Sergeant's Cat, a new book from Jan Willem van de Wettering.